For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. 4 more weeks. That's how much longer Lowcountry drivers will be without a bridge that connects much of the coastal community. The westbound lanes of I-526 on the Wando Bridge have been closed since a snapped cable was discovered on the bridge Monday. The Department of Transportation held a press conference in Charleston today, saying a temporary fix will take 4 more weeks with a reopening date of June 11th. Here's Transportation Secretary Christy Hall.
It is certainly a life safety issue. Otherwise, we would not have taken the dramatic action to close this bridge. And that speaks volumes to just how concerned the state DOT is.
No word on the cause of the damaged cable. Transportation officials are considering making the eastbound lanes two-way, but have yet to make a decision. At the State House, House and Senate negotiators are at an impasse concerning next year's state budget bill. The six-member committee of senators and House members trying to agree on a compromise budget announced this afternoon that differences between the two versions are so great that the conference committee is postponing its deliberations. Next year's $8.2 billion budget is scheduled to take effect on July 1st. A group of pastors took to the State House today to call out state senators for failing to pass abortion legislation. The South Carolina Pastors Alliance publicly admonished senators who failed to pass the personhood bill, which would have given an embryo all the rights of a citizen by specifying that life begins at conception. The Senate also fell short of passing a dismemberment bill that would have virtually banned all abortions except in cases of incest, rape, or mother's risk to life. Alliance Executive Director Mike Gonzalez said lawmakers visit their churches looking for votes, but fail to apply their self-proclaimed Christian principles at work. The FBI and Department of Justice were in South Carolina last week as part of their ongoing probe into the failed nuclear reactor project at the VC Summer Station. The agencies opened up an investigation after Utilities South Carolina Electric and Gas Company and Santee Cooper's decision to abandon construction of two nuclear reactors after nearly a decade of work and $9 billion spent. The State Law Enforcement Division is also conducting its own investigation, and the Securities and Exchange Commission has subpoenaed records from SCE&G's parent company, SCANA. An inmate who was stabbed multiple times during a deadly prison riot last month is suing the Department of Corrections. Raekwon Watson is the third inmate to sue the agency after the melee at Lee Correctional Institution in Bishopville. The suit says the facility lacked enough correctional guards and medical personnel to prevent the attack or treat his wounds. Watson said he was stabbed 8 times in an ambush during the riot. The Department of Corrections said it does not comment on pending lawsuits. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio on southcarolinapublicradio.org.